From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says today's unemployment report underscores the need for swift congressional action on a new jobs bill. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy lost another 20,000 jobs last month. While there were some encouraging signs in the report, including a jump in manufacturing and retail jobs, President Obama says the recession has left a deep hole to climb out of. He's urging lawmakers to act quickly on his proposals to provide more credit for small businesses using money from the bank bailout fund and a tax credit to reward companies that hire additional workers.
The true engine of job creation will always be businesses. What government can do is fuel that engine by giving entrepreneurs and companies the support to open their doors and to expand and to hire more workers.
The pace of job losses has slowed dramatically in the last year. The unemployment rate actually inched down last month to 9.7%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Former President Bill Clinton traveled to Haiti today in his role as the UN special envoy to the country that was shattered by last month's earthquake. And he promised to help fill the two most pressing needs there, food and shelter. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Officials with the UN's World Food Program say they've distributed 2 weeks' supplies of rice to well over 700,000 people in the Port-au-Prince area in the last 5 days. But many people still say the food being distributed isn't getting to them. After meeting with Haitian President René Préval, former President Clinton acknowledged the problem.
You had so many people in need of help over a wider geographic area without cars or the means to get to the centers where the help is being distributed. I also think it's really important that the president said, you've got to have a place for people to live, livable tents, and we're working on that.
Mr. Clinton says the UN has 27,000 new tents coming into Haiti starting as soon as the next few days, but an estimated 1 million people are in need of shelter after the earthquake. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Much of the Mid-Atlantic region is under storm and blizzard warnings tonight as a massive snowstorm moves through. In the Washington, D.C. area, forecasters say the storm could dump as much as 30 inches of snow, a potential record. The storm is also expected to move into New Jersey, where Steve Coleman with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says they are ready.
We're going to have more than 200 pieces of snow equipment at all the airports. They're going to be doing their best to try to keep the airports opened. We've got more than 60 pieces of snow equipment at our bridges and tunnels.
Still, the huge storm is already blamed for hundreds of accidents. Transportation services disrupted in the Washington area. Amtrak has stopped most trains heading south from Washington, and airport passengers are stranded by canceled flights. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 10 points to end the week at 10,012. The NASDAQ was up 15 points. The S&P 500 rose 3 points today. This is NPR. An apology from the head of Japanese automaker Toyota. The automaker's president and CEO said today he wants customers to know they're the first priority. The apology comes on the heels of a slew of problems for Toyota, ranging from floor mats jamming accelerators to problems with pedals to the new revelations about braking issues with the company's Prius hybrid. Toyota has recalled millions of vehicles to deal with the sticking accelerator problem and also halted production and sales of 8 popular models. Some healthcare policyholders are reeling after one of the biggest insurance companies in the nation announced a dramatic rate increase. Shirley Jihad has more from member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
Anthem Blue Shield says rates are going up as much as 40% starting March 1st. The move affects as many as 800,000 people who pay for their own insurance. Customers on group plans are not affected this time. Anthem also notified policyholders to be prepared for more. It may raise rates more often. The company is the biggest for-profit health insurer in California. It blames the increase on rising health care costs. Some customers question that, pointing to record profits for parent company WellPoint. The increase leaves customers with grim choices, taking less coverage, larger deductibles, or losing insurance because other companies may not take someone with a pre-existing condition. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
Federal health officials won't go so far as to declare it over, but they say the swine flu epidemic appears to have shown significant signs of abating. Today they reported for a fourth week in a row, no states reported widespread flu activity. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, swine flu cases have been on the decline since October, though some are being reported. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.